الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama-i-kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we mentioned last week, we have entered into that period of the Islamic calendar from the first of Shawwal, which is referred to as Ayyamul Hajj, the fifth pillar of Islam. These are the days of Hajj. And even though many of us will not be proceeding for Hajj this year, there are certain asbaq lessons, haqaiq and realities that are linked and that pertain to this great pillar of Islam, that it is important that we revisit and we identify with. This is such a great amal. The importance that the Quran has attached to it, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the verse of the Quran from Suratul Hajj, which I recited in the beginning. Allah Ta'ala commands Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala had blessed that Nabi of Allah that he and his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam involved themselves in what we call the reconstruction of Ka'batullah. Allah Ta'ala addresses him, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. That, O Ibrahim, أَذِّنْ. This word أَذِّنْ, those who are familiar with Arabic, it comes from what we call Bab Taf'il. It is a verb, it is imperative, but Taf'il means bar bar, do it over and over again. Like you hear the Adhan, we heard the Adhan just now, the Adhan is called out over and over again. Same word, Adhin. Make I'lan. Again and again proclaim. Why? Because Hajj and Umrah is something تابعوا بين الحج والأمرة فإنهما ينفيان الفقر والنفاق كما تنفي النار خبث الحديد والذهب والفضة وليس للحج المبرور جزاء إلا الجنة. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, keep making Hajj and Umrah. If you can't actually do it, have the tamanna in your heart. Let that cry, let that call, let that burning anticipation be there in the heart. Tabi'u. Tabi'u. Keep making Hajj and Umrah. Why? What will Allah give you? فَإِنَّهُمَا يَنْفِيَانِ الْفَقْرَ وَالنِّفَاقِ. Two things Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promises. And this is Nabawi Nuskha. This is a Nabawi prescription. Keep making Hajj and Umrah, Allah will free you from nifaq, from hypocrisy. And Allah will free you from poverty. Like fire cleanses gold or silver or steel, In the same way, making Hajj and Umrah over and over again, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, will cleanse you, will make you pak, will protect you from nifaq and hypocrisy, and it will protect you from faqr and poverty. This we dealt with quite at length. That the pukar and call comes from Allah, and the money that is spent, you will never get poor. You will never get poor by spending on Hajj and Umrah. Allah will give it back to you. This is the promise of Allah on the tongue of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So wa'adhin, O Ibrahim, openly proclaim, call, invite the people for Hajj. To understand the dilemma that is facing Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, we have to turn the clock back 4,000 years. Makkah Mukarramah at that time, Banu Jurhum, its tribe had settled, scattered dwellers, middle of the desert, middle of nowhere, no satellite communication. And Allah Ta'ala is addressing, Adhin fin Nas. Allah is commanding this Nabi, call the whole world for Hajj. So what is his reaction? وَمَا يَبْلُغُ صَوْتِي That, Ya Allah, it is doubtful anyone will hear this call. وَمَا يَبْلُغُ صَوْتِي How is my voice going to reach the whole of humanity? So Allah Ta'ala says to Ibrahim alayhi salam, أَذِّنْ وَعَلَيَّ الْبَلَاغُ Ibrahim, your job is to obey my command. You give the invitation. You give the pukar. You extend the invitation, you make the call, the proclamation. Wa alayya al-balagh, I have taken upon myself to convey that invitation. Fasaida Jabal Abi Qubais, he climbs onto the mountain Abu Qubais. Inna Allah Ta'ala qad amarakum bi hajji hadha al-bayt liyuthibakum bihi al-jannah wa yujirakum min adhab an-nar. O humanity, ya ayyuhan nas, verily Allah has commanded you with Hajj of Baytullah. Why? Why is Allah calling you? Does Allah benefit in any way? The hardship that the journey entails, the discomfort of tying the ihram, the financial difficulty, the physical difficulty, this will not benefit Allah in any way. Why is Allah calling you? لِيُثِيبَكُمْ لِيُجِيرَكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى أَمَرَكُمْ بِحَجِّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ لِيُثِيبَكُمْ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَيُجِيرَكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ Allah in return for this Hajj and Umrah wants to give you Jannat. And Allah wants to save you from Jahannam. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Hajjul Mabroor, لَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ He said, Hajj Mabroor, accepted Hajj, there is no other recompense for it but Jannat. Allah Ta'ala made it such, Ibrahim alayhi salam gave the pukar. Every person living on the surface of the earth, Muslim, non-Muslim at that time, heard the physical voice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Every unborn child in the womb of the mother heard the voice. Every soul in Alam-e-Arwa to be born till Qiyamah heard this pukar that Allah is inviting you for Hajj of Baytullah. And according to Allah's acceptance, certain souls were inspired to recite the Labbaik once, certain several times, certain remain silent. Those that recited the Labbaik once, Allah takes it upon himself that in the lifespan of that person will go for Hajj once. Those that recited it several times, Qurtubi rahimullah mentions this in his tafsir, those that recited it several times, Allah takes it upon himself, as I mentioned previously, at the expense of repetition. Not your wealth, not accreditation, not your passport, not visa, not any government. Allah takes it upon himself that number of times Allah will take you for Hajj. This is a unique amal. Every aspect of this fifth pillar of Islam has certain unique aspects that are linked to it. We need to identify and connect ourselves with this. Hajj, in reality, is mulaqat with Allah. It is meeting Allah. It is the mazhara. It is the display of ishq, of muhabbat, of love for Allah. It is finding Allah. That is why Quran says, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلِلَّهِ. This is for Allah. Allah has to become yours and you have to become Allah's. This heart has to brim over with the love, with the ta'alluq, with the ishq, with the muhabbat of Allah. If you read as a shaykh, Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi's Fazail-e-Hajj, in fact, we are encouraged during this period to read that particular kitab, so that that shock, that inclination, that cry, that pukar can be there in the heart. Beg from Allah. You want accreditation? You want a visa? You want passport? You want the means? By the qasam of my Allah, you will find it on the musalla at the time of tahajjud. Go and beg and cry before Allah and see how Allah opens the way. Once in the days of Hajj, the true ushaq, the friends of Allah gathered, and then the topic came up. What was the topic? What is the meaning of ishq? What is the meaning of muhabbat? What is the meaning of true love for Allah? What does it mean to be the devoted slave of Allah? So various of those mashayikh gave their opinions. Junayd Baghdadi rahimahullah, who's known as Tajul Arifin, who's known as the prince or the crown of the Arif Billahs, those who recognized Allah. He was a young man at that time. So others gave their opinions, what is ishq? He remained silent. Finally they turned to him, مَا تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا يَا عِرَاقِي. That, O Iraqi youngster, what is your opinion about this? فَأَتْرَقَ سَعَى. He lowered his head, thought a little bit. ثُمَّ دَمَعَتْ عَيْنَا. Then the tears started brimming over in his eyes. And looking down with great humility, he said, عَبْدٌ ذَاهِبٌ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ مُتَّصِلٌ بِذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ قَائِمٌ بِأَدَاءِ حُقُوقِهِ ناظر إليه بقلبه أحرق قلبه أنوار هيبته وصفى شربه من كأس وده وانكشف له الجبار من أستار غيبه فإن تكلم فعن الله وإن سكن فمع الله وإن تحرك فبأمر الله وإن عمل فبالله فهو لله وما فهو بالله ولله ومع الله. We can say the Arabic, we can translate it also. Suffice to say, the effect of this proclamation of Junayd Baghdadi rahimahullah as to what is ishq and muhabbat for Allah, every one of those mashayikh, not a single eye was dry. They were sobbing profusely when they heard this, and they said, ma ala hadha min mazid. Nothing more can be said on this topic than what you have said. Who is the true one who seeks Allah? Abdun zahibun an nafsihi. It is that slave of Allah who has become oblivious of himself. He has forgotten himself. He has given up everything of this dunya. Your local masjid, what does the Quran say? Khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. Adopt zina. Let there be some rob, some authority about your dressing. Come in a good manner, dress properly in sunnah. Let there be zina, put some itar on. خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدِ كُلِّ masjid. And the best of every masjid, awwal masjid, the highest masjid there, أَشَعِثُ التَّفِلْ. Come with your hair disheveled. Come with your body full of dust. Come with the clot of your ihram. Your clothes are not even sewn. Dishevel. That is the best hajj. Ayyul hajji afdal. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, who is the best haji? He said, ashayithu tafil. In other words, apne aap ko mita dena. Finish yourself. You are not concerned about anything, even your appearance. You have come to find your Allah. Abdun zahibun an nafsihi. The true ashiq of Allah is the one who has become oblivious of himself. Abdun zahibun an nafsihi. Muttasilun bi dhikri rabbihi. Qaimun bi adai huquqihi. Nadhirun ilayhi bi qalbihi. Allah has become the focus. He has handed himself over to Allah. He is drowning in the love and ma'rifat of Allah. He's looking at Allah with the eye of his heart. His heart has become inflamed with the fire of Allah's haybat and jalal and azmat. He has drunk to his full from the cup of Allah's love. Such is his connection with Allah. وَانْكَشَفَ لَهُ الْجَبَّارِ مِنْ أَسْتَارِ غَيْبِهِ. Allah has removed the veil of the unseen. And from the eye of the heart, it is almost as if he is seeing Allah. Such is his consciousness of Allah, that now when he speaks according to the command of Allah. When he is silent, it is with the command of Allah. When he is in solitude, he is drowning in the love of Allah. He has handed himself over to Allah, so that every thought, every movement, every harakah, every decision of his is clouded by one concern only. Does this please my Allah? This is ishq and muhabbat. This is what is hajj. To find Allah. Reward. What will Allah give? Come back to that verse of the Quran. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ. Again, I'm digressing. Those who understand Arabic, this doesn't make sense. Allah says, command, call, invite. Fee. It shouldn't have been فِي النَّاسِ. Fee means inside. In other words, you fill a container. You take ma'un filkas, take water and put it into a container. There you use the word fi. Allah is saying finnas. Invite inside the people. What it means? Mufassirin explained. They say an analogy is being given. When you give the invitation for hajj, give it in such a manner that you give it with the azmat of hajj. With the greatness of hajj. With the rawb of hajj. With the authority of hajj, that this is not something ordinary. Like how hajj ki azmat logo ke dilon ke andar bhar jaye, jaise pani bartan mein bhar jate hai. Like how you will fill a container with water, fill the azmat of this amal in the hearts of humanity. Wa adhin finnas bil hajj ya'tuka. Allahu Akbar. Shan of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Because Allah Ta'ala, this is Allah Ta'ala's cognizance of the Qurbani of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That Allah says, they will come to you. Should have been ya'tuni. They will come to me, to Allah, to Allah's house. It is doubtful in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam if even few people came for hajj. Yet, Allah Ta'ala in this verse is telling us that every haji till qiyamah is the guest of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ya'tuka, ya'tuka. أَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا. They will come walking. وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ. And on lean camels. Why lean camels? Because from far and wide, as the camel travels long distance, it gets lean. In other words, from far and wide, people will come. Rijalan, walking. Walking is mentioned first. Transport is mentioned second. Why? Because the pedal hajj, the walking hajj, is superior to the hajj on an animal. Why? Because the walking hajj is closer to this mazhara of ish, of muhabbat. I have given up everything. I am walking, searching for my Allah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, when he was on his deathbed, he gathers his family members and he gives them this wasiyat. He says, "Man hajja min Makkata mashiyan hatta yarji'a ila Makkah kutibat lahu bi kulli khatwatin 700 hasana min hasanatil haram." Allahu Akbar. He says, a man who walks from Makkah for hajj till he returns back to Makkah, walking, for every step Allah will give him 700 hasanat from the hasanat of the haram. And what is the hasanat of the haram? Kullu hasana bi 100,000 hasana. Every hasana of the haram is multiplied 100,000 times. In other words, Allah will give him 70 million reward for every step that he will take walking for Hajj. This is that amal. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting in Masjid al-Khayf. One Ansari Sahabi and one Sahabi from the Banu Thaqif clan, they come to him. They say, Ya Rasulullah, we have come to ask some questions. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make them understand and to make the ummah understand the importance of this subject matter. Look at the shan of our beloved master. Look at the methodology that he uses. Look at the compassion. He says, if you want, you can ask me the questions. Or if you want, I will tell you what your questions are. Jibreel has come and informed me what you came to ask me about. They said, Ya Rasulullah, you tell us. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cutting the riwayat, short time is already limited. He said, you have come to ask me about the rites of Hajj and what Allah will give. They said, by the qasam of that being who sent you as his Nabi, this is exactly what we came to ask you about. So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thereafter, says to them, فَإِنَّكَ إِذَا خَرَجْتَ مِنْ بَيْتِكَ تَأُمُّ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامِ فَلَا تَضَعُ نَاقَتُكَ خُفًّا وَلَا تَرْفَعُهُ إِلَّا كُتِبَتْ لَكَ بِهَا حَسَنًا وَحُتَّ عَنْكَ بِهَا خَطِيئًا. When you leave your house to proceed for Hajj, every step that you take, lift it up, put it down, or your animal takes, lifting it up, putting it down, each step, Allah gives you one reward, and Allah wipes away one sin. وَأَمَّا رَكْعَتَاكَ بَعْدَ الطَّوَافِ كَعِتْقِ رَقَبَةٍ مِّن بَنِي إِسْمَائِيلِ. You will reach Ka'batullah, you will make tawaf, thereafter you will read 2 rakat salah. On that 2 rakat salah, Allah will give you the reward as if you freed an Arab slave. وَأَمَّا تَوَافُكَ بَيْنَ الصَّفَى وَالْمَرْوَى كَعِتْقِ 70 رَقَبًا. Thereafter you will proceed for sa'i between Safa and Marwa, Allah will give you the reward as if you freed 70 slaves. وَأَمَّا وُقُوفُكَ عَشِيَةَ عَرَفَى فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَهْبِتُ إِلَى سَمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا فَيُبَاهِي بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَةَ عِبَادِي هَؤُلَاء جَاءُونِي شُعْثًا مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ يَرْجُونَ جَنَّتِي وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابِي فَلَوْ كَانَتْ ذُنُوبُكُمْ كَعَدَدِ الرَّمَلِ أَوْ كَقَطْرِ الْمَطَرِ أَوْ كَزَبَدِ الْبَحْرِ لَغَفَرْتُهَا لَكُمْ أَفِيذُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ وَلِمَنْ شَفَعْتُمْ لَهُ. Then the Hujjaj will gather on the plains of Arafah. Allah will descend, a descension in keeping with his greatness, and Allah will address his malaika. Look at my slave. جَاءُونِي شُعْثًا مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عميق. They have come to me from deep and distant ravines. Their hair is disheveled. Their body is full of dust. They are oblivious of themselves. Allah will address the gathering of Arafah, and Allah will say to them, if your sins be as many as the number of rain droplets that have fallen, or your sins be as many as the foam on the waves of the oceans of the world, or your sins be as many as the number of grains of sand on this earth, Allah will say to his Malaika, I have forgiven all your sins. I have forgiven all your sins. Return now in such a condition. Not only are you forgiven, those on whose behalf you will ask for forgiveness, they also are forgiven. وَأَمَّا رَمْيُكَ الْجِمَارِ فَلَكَ بِكُلِّ حَصَاتٍ رَمَيْتَهَا تَكْفِيرُ كَبِيرَةٍ مِّنَ الْمُوبِقَاتِ. Thereafter you will pelt the shayateen for each stone, for each pelting. That sin which was going to take you to Jahannam, a major sin, Allah will wipe away for each time that you pelt. وَأَمَّا نَحْرُكَ فَمَذْخُورٌ لَكَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. Then you will slaughter the Qurbani animal. That reward, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, is a special khazana, a treasure, a provision which Allah will reveal for you in the akhirah, that Allah kept this for you. وَأَمَّا حِلَاقُكَ شَعْرَكَ. Then you will go to shave your hair. For every strand of hair, Allah will wipe away one sin. Allah will give you one neki. وَأَمَّا تَوَافُكَ بِالْبَيْتِ. Then you will go for tawaf. The tawaf of hajj. The tawaf is ziyara. The tawaf of hajj. What will happen in that tawaf? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَإِنَّكَ تَطُوف. فَإِنَّكَ تَطُوف. وَلَا ذَنْبَ عَلَيْكَ. You are now making doing tawaf and you are sinless, yati malakun hatta yada yadayhi bayna katif katifik, the malaika of Allah, the angel will come down, it will place his hand on your back and will say to you, i'mal fi ma tastaqbil faqad ghafara laka ma mada, from now make a'mal for the future, all your sins of the past have been forgiven. This is that amal. This is that amal. This is the mazhara of Allah's ishq. This is the mazhara, the display of Allah's muhabbat. But my respected brothers, what is the criteria? These benefits, Allah says, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. When Quran speaks of salah, what does Allah say? إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Salah will save you from shamelessness, from lewdness, from inequity, from munkarat. When it comes to zakat, what does Allah Ta'ala say? تُطَهِّرُهُمْ. Allah will cleanse your wealth through zakat and He will protect it. When it comes to fasting, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah will give you taqwa. But when it comes to Hajj, Allah, for Salah, one or two things are mentioned. Zakat, one thing. Fasting, one thing. For Hajj, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. Allah doesn't mention one or two things. Allah says, we will give you many, many, many benefits. مَنَافِعَ. You can't count the benefits, but that Hajj has to be Hajj. That Umrah has to be Umrah. Like I said, time is limited. My respected brothers, there are certain khususiyat about this amal that are not found. For example, once a Jew, Yahud, came to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ayatun fi kitabikum nazalat, lo alayna ma'ashar al-Yahudi nazalat, lattakhadna dhalika al-yawm eida. There is a verse in your Quran, this Jew says, there is a verse in your Quran. If this verse had been revealed to us, the Jews, we would have made the day of its revelation a day of Eid. Who is he saying this to? Umar. And who is Umar? لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر رضي الله عنه. My Nabi said, if there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. So not an ordinary person. Umar immediately. إني لعالم اليوم الذي نزلت والمكان الذي نزلت. I know exactly which verse you are referring to. I know the place it was revealed. I know the time it was revealed. You are talking of one Eid. This verse was revealed on Arafah. It was Jum'ah. It was after Asr. Another riwayat, my Nabi was on his camel, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Adba. When this verse came down, the narrator of the hadith says, the back of the camel nearly broke with the weight of this verse. What verse? What verse? Allah took Deen-e-Islam to its culmination, to its completion, to its perfection in Hajj. This verse of the Quran comes down. What verse? Al-Yawm. Allahu Akbar. What is this Al-Yawm? Al-Yawm. Quran is ajeeb. Hundreds of thousands of Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. Shariat upon Shariat, sacrifice upon sacrifice, age upon age, decade upon decade, eon upon eon, era upon era, stage upon stage, from Adam alayhi salam, humanity, Nabi, Shariat, humanity, Nabi, Shariat, Qurbani, sacrifice, stage upon stage, and finally, after thousands of years, immeasurable sacrifice and qurbani and sacrifice. Immeasurable qurbani and sacrifice. Stage upon stage. Finally Allah says, Al-Yawm, today, 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 now, أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Today, finally, this deen, Islam, is now coming. Now it is complete. Now it has reached culmination. Now it has reached perfection. In other words, the seal. The door is closed. Closed. Inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. There is nothing and no other way now besides Islam. Wa may yabtaghi ghayra al-Islami deenan falay yuqbala min. come before Allah with anything else besides Islam. And what is Islam? What is Islam? What is Islam? جَمِيعُ جَاءَ بِهِ النَّبِيُّ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ مَا مِفْتَاحُ الْجَنَّةِ مَا مِفْتَاحُ الْجَنَّةِ. What is the key to Jannah? Islam. What is Islam? What is the key to Jannah? What is the key to Maghfirat? What is the key to forgiveness? What is the road to Allah? One road, one road, one road. And that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing and no other way. Camel age, space age, rocket age. Put whatever title you want. Let the Dajjalun and the Kadhaboons come. Let the enemies of Islam come. Let them adulterate. Let them proliferate. Let them try and change whatever they want. But in Allah's court, one way only will get you Jannah. And that is pristine, pure Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dhahak, rahimullah, puts it beautifully. مثل السنة في الدنيا كمثل الجنة في العقبة. He says the example of sunnah, of my Nabi's way of life in dunya, is like the example of jannah in akhirah. من دخل الجنة في العقبة سلمة ومن لزم السنة في الدنيا سلمة. The one who enters Jannat in Akhirat is protected forever. And the one who holds on to Sunnah in Dunya is protected forever. There is nothing else that will be accepted by Allah except the way of life, the day and night of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hajj also, that reward, the benefits, the return, the compensation, the ish, the marifat, the connection with Allah. Nothing, nothing, nothing is possible unless that amal will be colored. Your hajj and umrah colored in the mold and color of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And unfortunately, the sad reality, my respected brothers, like I said, there are certain asbaq and lessons that we have to reconnect with. It is the days of Hajj. Go and ask our little youngsters, that just now certain soccer tournament is coming, or some useless activity is going to take place. They will give you encyclopedic knowledge. These are the players, this is the information, mind-boggling. Basic mundane things of this dunya, mind-boggling. Start from one side of the masjid to the other. Bye. These are the days of Hajj. Just now we will be talking of the farewell Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Main to aashiq e rasool hu. I am a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My life is on sunnah. Sunnah in dunya is jannat in akhirat. Describe for me the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was my Nabi's Hajj? When did he start his Hajj? What happened on that Hajj journey? How was the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam conducted? Person will push his chest out. I made Hajj so many times. I made Umrah so many times. Describe the Hajj and Umrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will be looking to the left, looking to the right. Illa mashallah. Absolutely no idea whatsoever. This has become our deen. Dunya, we know minute details. We will not even take the trouble. And yet, Allahu Akbar. Like a shining star, Allah has protected every aspect of the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like I said, time is limited. In just 2 or 3 minutes, I will mention little but just the starting point of the Hajj journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to give us an idea of the extent to which Allah has protected every aspect of that Hajj, to create the shock, the inspiration in us that learn what was the Hajj of our beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was Saturday. Listen to the extent, intricate information that has been preserved 14 centuries. It was a Saturday. It was the 25th of Zulqada, Before Zuhr Salah in Medina Munawara, my Nabi put on two pieces of cloth. Where those pieces of cloth came from is recorded. They came from Yemen, a town called Sahara, which today is known as Muscat. He, after putting on these two pieces of cloth, he briefly explained the rites of Hajj. Read Zuhr Salah in Masjid al-Nabawi, 25th of Zulqadah. After the Zuhr Salah, he started the Hajj journey. At that time, 12,000 Sahaba accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He appointed as Amir of Medina Munawara, Abu Dujana Ansari, Simak bin Kharshana, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The Qurbani animals that he took with him, he appointed to look after them, Najia bin Jundub Aslami, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. By the time the Asr of that day came, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had reached Zul Hulayfa. Jibreel came down, informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is a Mubarak place and a Mubarak night. Spend the night here. Five salah he performed at Zul Hulayfa. The Asr of that day, Saturday, the Maghrib, the Isha, the Fajr, and the Zuhr of the next day. During that night, Asma binti Umais radiyallahu ta'ala anha gave birth to a child, male child. The name was kept Muhammad. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that proceed, tie your ihram, but only when you come out of nifas, then you must perform tawaf. The next day, after Fajr Salah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made ghusl. Water was brought. Those days, by way of detergent, soap or shampoo, two types of leaves were used in that water. The names of those leaves are mentioned. Urshnan and Khitmi. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made ghusl. After making ghusl, Sahaba describe in detail the manner in which he washed his hair, passed his hand through his head, how he made that ghusl. Thereafter, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam applied oil to his hair. Thereafter, Talbid is they used to put honey in the hair to protect the hair from scattering in the desert climate. Talbid, he put honey in his hair. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam applied itar. He applied itar to his crown. He applied itar on his body. He did not apply itar on the ihram cloth. Thereafter, just before Zuhr Salah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained the rites of Hajj. After he led the Zuhr Salah in Zul Hulayfa, and then he mounted his camel. The camel's name Adba mentioned. As he mounted the camel, Labbaik, Allahumma hajjatan labbaik. He made the niyat of Ifrad Hajj. Jibreel came down with the command that Allah wants you to change the niyat to Qiran Hajj, to put Hajj and Umrah in one journey with one ihram. The reason for this is that in the days of ignorance, the Arabs used to regard it as a sinful act to perform Umrah during the days of Hajj. So Islam came to eradicate those practices of ignorance. So the command came that changed the niyat to Qiran Hajj. From thereafter, he proceeded. First stop was 16 miles away in a place called Malal. The next stop was Roha. In Roha, there was a well. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam drank from the water of that well. He said 17 Anbiya Alayhimu Salatu Wasalam spent the night during their Hajj in this particular place. Thereafter, he went to Athaya, then to Arj, then to Abawa, where the Qabr of the mother of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was. Thereafter, to Usfan, thereafter to Sarif. He reached Makkah Mukarramah on the 4th of Zulhijjah. What happened on that journey? Intricate detail. 14 centuries have passed. We've already run out of time. My